When I was doing my undergraduate work, it was right down the road piece at Central Missouri State. They went and got uppity a few years ago. Now they're the University of Central Missouri. But I was a business major. You know, of course, one of the classes that you have to take is marketing. Actually, quite a few marketing classes, even though my major was management. And one of the things that they teach you is, you know, when you're marketing products, a lot of times the word new is something that stands out. You know, how many times have you seen new and improved Tide dishwashing liquid or detergent, whatever it is, you know? I mean, every year it comes out, there's some new improvement in it. And I think in a lot of ways, what's happened is we've kind of become numb to this idea of what new is. But did anybody notice how many times we heard it in the context of the readings that we had today? I mean, we heard it about three or four times in the first reading, you know, from the Acts of the Apostles. Of course, we heard it in both the Gospel and in the reading from the book of Revelations. And rather than being just some type of new gadget or new thing, you know, new innovation that was going on, what Jesus and later, you know, his apostles and the disciples were doing was something that was absolutely very new. Especially we hear about Paul and Barnabas, and when he was on one of those missionary journeys, he comes in, all of a sudden, they've got all of these Gentiles, all of these people who are not of the house of Israel, who are hearing the word of Jesus, who are hearing the truth proclaimed to them, and this new commandment to love one another. And all of a sudden they go, hey, wow, you know, I think this might be a place I can call home. Because when you get right down to it, part of the newness of our faith and part of the newness that we hopefully experience is a place to belong. A place to belong where we know that, you know, where we're loved and where we're forgiven. You know, eventually, as they went on, of course, there was a little bit of strife that was involved as all of these newcomers started coming into the church. There was a little bit of arguing, you know, a little bit. They didn't quite get into any fist fights over what rules they were going to follow. But they really were doing something new. They were creating a new community in Christ. And you know, that's exactly what Jesus said from this reading in Revelations today. What's the final thing that he says? And for those of you who are up on your Bible stuff, you probably remember hearing it on the way of the cross. When Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." You know, it really was a radical new thing that he had done for us. You know, he came down in this idea of the baptism which we receive. That's why I brought up the newness at the beginning when we started talking today. Is that, and while many of us may not really, you know, remember our baptism because we were baptized as children, you know, there really was something extraordinary that happened to us. We were incorporated into a community of believers. We were freed from the stains of original sin. You know, we were brought into the love and the mercy of Christ. And for each and every one of us, that actually was a new experience, and it's something that it's unlike that new and improved Tide, which, you know, seems to not really change, but, you know, we got kind of bored with. There is something that happens because we're followers of Christ that allows us in many ways to be new each and every day. Of course, you know, our gospel today, Jesus is talking about this new commandment, and it's right after Judas hits the bricks to go and betray him, to turn him over for, you know, to the powers that be so that he can be eventually tried and persecuted and die on the cross and eventually become resurrected for us. But he left us with that new commandment. This is what I want you to do for me, to love one another. And hopefully what we can see are the way that we're living our lives. And just like when Paul and Barnabas were out talking to those original people in Turkey, which is the area that they're in our first reading today. But when they were out there, all of these people started flocking to the church to the point where they had to appoint what they would have called elders. Eventually, the elders of the communities would have been called presbyters. And then eventually, the presbyters became called priests. But when they saw all these people who were coming together, and Paul and Barnabas and the rest of the apostles as they were out preaching, they didn't really have an opportunity to set up, you know, to stay and to nurture these communities, so they had to set up, you know, more people to help spread that word. And what had happened was, is in people's desire to belong to something greater than themselves, to belong to a place where they could experience the truth of God's love for them, they looked at all of these followers, especially the original apostles who brought the word out to them, but eventually to the rest of that community, and at some point they said, I want what they have. I'm not sure what it is, but I want that in my life. And that's what happens when we, as followers of Christ, actually take this important commandment, the most important commandment he gave us, to love one another as he has loved us. You know, in many places in the gospel, we hear him say that message over and over again. You know, to love everyone as I have loved you. And now sometimes it sounds like it can be something that's pretty difficult to do. Because I don't know about you, but the last time that somebody cut me off in traffic, I didn't have a whole lot of love for him, let me tell you. Probably wasn't a blessing that flew out of my mouth. I don't remember exactly what it was, but what it comes down to, and the easiest and truest expression of that, I believe, for me, is the idea of how well we forgive each other. You know, when you look at the notion of, especially, you know, husbands and wives, when you've been married for, more than 10 minutes, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that, your spouse has given you myriads upon thousands and thousands of times to actually say, okay, I'm going to either have to forgive them or I'm going to kill them. and really, that's what love is about. When Jesus died on the cross, when he went through all of that, he was basically saying, I forgive you of all of your sins. This is how much I love you. I'm willing to die to spend the rest of eternity with you. I'm willing to die to show you how much mercy and how much love and how much forgiveness I have for you. So I think that leaves us kind of with the question as we go about this next week and as, you know, we head out into the world. What are people seeing in each and every one of us that wants to make them say, I don't know what they've got, but I want it? How are we showing that love for one another out there in the community? What are we doing? Because let's face it, the beginning of the church, you know, Jesus gave us a great mission, you know, and he actually told us, you know, with faith you can move mountains and all those type of things. But if you're going to do that, you know, if you want those mountains to move, you're going to have to pick up a shovel and start moving some dirt when you get right down to it. You know, so, but what are we doing to help spread that love? What are we doing to call people in? Doesn't have to be anything big. Doesn't have to be anything huge. Maybe you're just a little bit kinder to that person at work or that person at school who drives you nuts. You know, maybe you remember to apologize, a little bit more often when you're rude. Or maybe even when you see someone who's looking to belong somewhere, you throw out that invitation to them and you say, hey, you want to belong to something that's bigger than yourself? You want to belong to something that's really, really special? Come on down. I know a place where you can do it. There's this place called, you know, St. Thomas More, the Newman Center here at Columbia, at Mizzou. And it's a great place to do that. You know, and if you want to get sly about it, what you can do is you can do it on Donut Sunday, you know, Donuts and Coffee Sunday. You say, I'll even buy breakfast. But, you know, either way, just ask yourself as you go about this week, what am I doing to show that love out in the community to want more people to have what we have here in this wonderful community, at Mizzou?